we locked in. Episode 288 of the Poor Horseman. We got
JC in the
building. We also got
KC.
And we do have a special guest, but before we get to our special guest today, Casey, I'm going to pass it to you, brother, because I know you got a few things you want to get off your chest, and then we're going to jump right into it.
Mm. I wish we could go do like a flashback moment in our segment of last week when I gave this man so much shit.
You did.
Because he lost his tooth.
Yeah, I got my tooth knocked out last week, but go ahead.
His front tooth.
Yes, yes.
And now he thinking like, damn, somebody knocked your ass out.
No, we ain't.
Yeah.
I actually didn't think that. My daughter did.
My young daughter
did. You know, give me a vibe. Yeah.
I gave that man so much shit. And karma is a real thing, ladies and gentlemen.
But what happened to you, brother?
I was at a wedding. I was going to a wedding, literally at the wedding, and I was walking down to the wedding party, chewing gum. Mm. And as I'm chewing gum, I feel a crack. And then my chewing gum became hard. And like, no lie, I just stood there. My wife was walking in front of me. And so I was just like, man, what the fuck?
I thought this dude was having a meltdown. I was right there. I was like, bro, what the hell is wrong with you? Because we approaching everybody, too.
Approaching
like,
everyone.
Everybody just watching us walk up.
And I just stopped in my spot and I told my wife, my tooth. I think I just cracked my tooth. And she was like, what? I said, I'm dead ass serious. I just cracked my tooth. Because then I moved my tongue and I felt
it. You feel that? Yeah.
Man, my crown broke off from the root. And that shit was hurting so bad.
I'm glad too, brother. I'm glad that happened to you. Because the way you was talking to me, y'all don't understand.
Hold on, okay. So
let me give this real quick. Okay. Not only did he talk to the group, he hit me separately about my tooth to make fun of me.
Nigga, you really?
so I'm really glad that God showed you that you shouldn't do
it
that.
It humbled me. And then, so it was crazy. Also, the whole week was a clusterfuck because I missed out on seeing Wimby courtside.
You did.
I was irate.
That was dope, man.
I was hot.
Wimby's incredible.
I missed out too.
Yeah. You welcome.
Yeah, I said, man, go let the man go. So if you know nobody's
and cause
available,
I at the last minute, I really could have got the ticket back, but I was like, nah, I ain't no hoe. I'ma just, you know, take this L. So what happened was we selling our house. We had this bed frame inside our room, and we told the girl that's buying our house, you can have the bed frame for free. This is from High Fashion Houston home, whatever. And so she was like, you can have it. We told her this like a month and a half ago. She didn't want it. So now I'm scrambling to get somebody to buy the bed. Or not even buy the bed. Come pick the bed up. I told him, if you can disassemble it and take it out, you can have it. Man, oh boy, Melvin Renard. Shouts out to him. He was going to come get it. The girl texted the group or texted the realtor at the last minute. It was 5:56 p.m. Hey, I would like to keep the bed. I had already told y'all he can go. I wanted to I ain't gonna say that. I was pissed. I got home. I ain't even talked to my wife. I lifted weights and went straight to bed.
Man, I do. That's a move I do all the time.
Oh, so y'all lift weights to get that energy off?
No, not talk to my wife. That's a move I do. But we got a guest. Hold on.
Congrats on selling the crib.
That two mortgage shit ain't for the week.
It ain't. And congrats on getting the tooth, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I ain't got it yet.
Oh, you ain't highly favored yet.
I'm leaving after this to go back to go pick it up. Yeah, they told me I have to wait till my gums heal.
Man,
I hope talking like 50 Cent off.
I hope it don't heal, brother. I hope you get an infection.
That's
maybe need like
up.
A surgery.
See, that's fucked up.
Hey, at least I'm honest.
Fuck you. All right, I gotta see you with a knife after this.
Well, come on, brother.
Nah,
we
brother.
We got company.
I don't care.
We have a special guest in the building. Can you, brother Les, please, do you mind introducing yourself to the audience? Please, camera on you, brother.
I'm trash at introducing myself. What's up? I'm Les. Yeah, there you go.
We don't need much more than that. Nah, yeah, we appreciate you pulling up on us, man. So we just, this is just a conversation with us. We don't really try to do a lot of prep, if you notice. We just kind of get right into it because we not only fans, we support what you're doing, but at the same time, we appreciate you coming on. So thank you, man.
And we're not journalists. We just folk random niggas.
I'm definitely not a journalist.
I'm not.
I barely had a tooth.
Yeah, I don't like journalists.
I don't have a tooth.
I'm just an inquisitive ass motherfucker.
You're a journalist.
How you getting into wrestling?
That's why I don't like journalists.
That'd be the first shit they ask me. I can ask more about that than rap. And I'm like, God, I did that one time.
We definitely want to get into the rap career. And we'll get into wrestling also, but because you kind of have crossed a couple different time frames here in Houston. Mm-hmm. You had like the Boss Hog Outlaws time frame.
Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. Like he
back in the gap.
That's what I'm saying. So we could either.
But now I was like, I was the last nigga though.
But you were still there.
I was talking about the ESG Slim Thug.
I was the same age as y'all. I was like, this is like 2010. Yeah, go ahead.
But you was there.
Yeah.
And then you got like the piece now where you kind of with Currency and the other, independent artists.
Which is crazy because that was 10 years ago too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was talking about that. Like people always bring that up. I was like, yo, that was
don't
10 years
miss
ago.
This shit, ho.
And then now, the volume of music that you putting out, it's almost impossible for people to keep up with you. Like there's no way there's an artist putting out as much music as you putting out now.
It's some niggas.
Really?
But Larry Jones,
Larry Jones put out a lot of music.
Album. Larry done smoked me a couple years. Spitter still. It's Spitter.
Yeah.
He still doing
I wanna
him.
Say like, as a rapper though, you and a select few have like a time capsule. You know, where some people are just like one way their entire career.
Yeah.
You literally have different eras to your rap game. That's why I always correlate when we talk, like wrestling, we bring it up. But like you have like a wrestler's path to me in rap. That's why one of my favorites.
Bro, I was talking to one of the homies the other day about that because we was talking about Roman Reigns. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of like who I look at because it took him a long time to become who the fuck he was. Even Stone Cold, that's why I did the tape. Because Stone Cold had to go through like four different versions of himself before he became Stone Cold Steve Austin. Mm-hmm. So that part of wrestling is the part that I really like take and put with the music shit. Not necessarily like the actual physicality of wrestling and all that, but just the different aspects of it with the characters and the growth of people and seeing what they become. And you know, you see artists do it too.
Since we're talking about changes, like I was listening to, I just kind of pay attention to the hip hop game. Mm-hmm. So DJ Premier, like he stays motivated. Like he always working with the newer artists, older artists, and always like got new gems he putting into his production. And it's like, damn, how do you stay so inspired? Especially when you put out this long period of work.
Yeah.
So how do you like stay inspired as far as like your creativity? And then in your music, like you change up your flow, you change up the style. Like how do you stay inspired?
Honestly, I think even with that, with the progression and the changes, that's just life. It should be like directly a reflection of like how you living.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if I'm doing the same shit I was doing in 2010, then something's completely wrong. If I'm on the same shit I was 3-4 years ago, you know, is something wrong. Like, we should all progress as people. None of us look like how we looked 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Some people do, you know what I mean? But, you know, people, like even myself, I traveled more, done more, been places, met more people, done more things, had more experiences. All that, you know, brings different things out of you as a person.
And doing things like you don't normally do. I seen you out in Japan, like just kicking it.
You just got to get out of routine. You got to just, you know, like a routine of... A routine's a good thing, you know. It's good to wake up, do things, and have a routine and be disciplined. But at the same time, you need to get out of it and throw some curveballs at yourself so, you know, like, you experience different things.
Mm-hmm. When did you first, like, fall in love with hip-hop? Like, when is it like, that's the thing that I'm going to do? Like, when was that?
I always loved it.
Right.
Growing
up, what you was listening to?
Oh, man, Mac 10.
Okay.
That was a thing where, like, I always tell the homies I'm really inspired by, like, seeing some shit. So when I was young, I was at this spot in New Orleans called The Kettle. It's like a little restaurant, and we seen, like, this dude pull up. He was just cool as fuck, hopped out the car, had long braids, shit like that. Like, who the fuck is this? Iced out. And I was like, oh, shit, that's Mac 10. This back when he was fucking with Cash Money and shit.
Okay.
I don't know, it's just something about, like, even being when you're young, you see shit in real life. That's why, like, even Slim, like, seeing Slim Thug, it was like, I didn't see Jay-Z in them in the real life, but we seen Slim Thug.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like seeing things, like when I see certain rappers in real life, that's what I gravitated towards. Like, so like Slim and Mac 10, that's two of my favorite rappers. Of course, Lil Wayne, Squad Up era, all that, bro. Like, anybody from my generation know Wayne was the dude.
Yeah. Is Squad Up the best mixtape run those.
Nah.
Like,
not me. I just think it's whole. It's the whole mixtape run from probably that time to Carter 3.
You got the dedication, you know what I mean? You got what's the other one?
Drought series.
Them two right there.
All the unofficial. Like, that was one the other day I was listening to. It was like Father Like Son, the mixtape. I forgot about it. I was like, bro, I forgot about all these records.
So crazy.
Wayne was going crazy. I mean, just even Big Time, is that was a huge influence on me. You know, like, my top five ain't like, oh, nah, it's Jay-Z, such and such. Mm-hmm. It's like, it should I actually listen to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
who would you say it is? We wasn't there yet, but who would you say your five is?
Mac 10, Pusha T, Slim Thug, UGK. I mean, it's hard to just put it all in five, but like, I don't know, probably Big Time is, because it's just shit I actually listen to. You know what I mean?
You listen
like,
to player music, bro.
Yeah. It's just, player, you know, like, yeah. Just, you know, then like even like the Kikis and, there's a lot of stuff up there, you know what I mean? Like, I could go on, but yeah, I just like, you know, the OGs, the cool niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like everybody put the normalcy of making like Jay-Z, Nas, Tupac, all them in their top five.
Yeah, that's easy.
It's easy.
It's corny. Like you didn't listen to that. I know.
Mine's is Big Sean, Lil Kiki, Jada. I do like Hov. And then Big Hawk.
Yep.
So you still keep Hawk? Because you say that all the time.
I still listen
still
to Hawk.
Stay in your Hawk.
Yes.
People love Project Pat.
Different though.
Like, I'm just saying, people put him in their top. People put, you know, Scarface or, you know, whoever.
Face
just
definitely deserved to be in everybody's top five. If he's there, I can't argue. You can't argue with nobody with Face.
Face going on tour too, huh, I think.
Yeah.
He did a little set at, what's it called?
Yeah, Off the Record. Shit was cool. Yeah, I was checking it out.
It was dope. I saw a lot of the footage that people had put up. It looked crazy.
Yeah, but my affiliation with Hawk is almost similar to his, because I never really met him. But, like, I always liked how he carried himself. He was always cool. And then I still remember I was getting them white and green fours when he died with my mom. And, like, I just started crying. So I was like, yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Like, I still listen to his freestyles when he on the chimney. Still one of my top freestyles.
Yeah, he went crazy.
Damn, you brought back a memory right there.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite freestyles
that's not
ever.
A memory I have at all.
Because you was from Oklahoma.
I'm not from
Oklahoma,
here. Oklahoma,
bro.
But I do have memories dressing like Phil. Put the camera on Phil. So I do have memories of dressing like my brother over there. But not like, all right, let's so
look, just
like
fit,
he dressed like he was in Too Deep.
Love it.
That's a good movie.
Fuck with that movie. You my man.
Oh my god.
Pool stick. That's crazy.
Oh yeah.
So let's talk about maybe the Boss Hog time. Like, you know, that was maybe when you felt like, all right, I've arrived. When you were
I had a lot of those moments. That's how I was like, oh yeah, it's about to blow. I'm about to get cracking.
Yeah,
nah, but it was a grind.
You just a part of the grind.
It was a learning experience. That's when I learned like how you talk about my output of music and shit like that. So I was the new dude in the fold. You know, I was the young dude, and I was just trying to like, you know, jockey for position. Pause, and you know. Like Slim took a liking to me. Pause. Again. And
we ain't got to do that.
But anyway, so you know, anytime me and Slim live close, we both live downtown. So anytime he would go to the lab, he'd be like, "Shit, let's go." So every song that he would do from like 2010 to maybe like 2013, I was on that bitch. Y'all might have not heard my verse because it got taken off, and not because of a bad thing. It just couldn't be on every fucking song.
No doubt.
But like, you know, I would just go in there, and he'd be like, "If I do a verse, you do one." You know what I mean? And it's just like, and that's how I got my pace and got my chops.
You was on Associates.
No, I wasn't there yet. I thought that was like 2010.
No,
yeah, I wasn't there yet.
Okay.
The first video I was in was Gangsta.
Gangster.
Yeah, so that's around the time I came, like Thug Show, you know, like Serving Collect 3, you know, that type of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 20 Cent. That's when I started.
Yeah.
And so from there, you said the output. You was on songs. So there's unreleased music.
Yeah,
that
for sure.
Would that ever get released now?
Nah, I mean, because those records came out. I'm just not on them.
Gotcha.
It'd be a lot of like records, like, you know, shit. Some got Ro on them, some got like other rappers from here on them and shit. Cause it's just, like I said, I couldn't be on every record. Mm-hmm. It just, that was me, like, just.
That was your practice.
You know, practicing, keeping up and learning how to, like, you know, in write the, verses in 15 minutes, 20 minutes and get shit done. You know what I mean?
In the midst of like paying your dues, as they say, did you ever write some dope shit? And you ain't got to name the song or the person, or, you know, have you ever wrote some shit and they, oh, we gonna take this, pay you for it, whatever, and then that's somebody's song?
Oh, nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay. Nah, not a melody or nothing?
I never ghost wrote for nobody, no shit like that.
A hook, nothing?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Cool.
You keeping all your shit for yourself.
Fucking right.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
right,
I just...
Now, if it's some big pop motherfucker shit, yeah,
right,
take
right,
that
right.
shit.
Yeah.
Nah, not no underground shit. You better get your shit. Do it on your own.
Get it how you live.
How you live, yeah.
You produce as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
When'd you start on that, doing that?
It was like a challenge. Somebody said I couldn't do it, so I did it. And like, what year that was, like 2019, 2020, I produced like all my shit.
Okay.
Well, that's dope.
And people loved it, so it was cool. What up, Tubo?
Hey, what's up, boy?
What's hopping in like
you are on time. Nah, so from there, leaving that camp, or not leaving that camp, because everybody's still...
Yeah. We got Boys in Blue coming out this year.
That's what I was going to say. So, okay. But when did you start saying, okay, I'm going to do my own thing too?
Well, this is what happened. So, because a lot of people thought it was a choice I made. It was like, nah, it's like Boss Hogg kind of like just disbanded. Everybody started doing their own thing.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if y'all noticed, like in 2013, 2014, Slim started doing Boss Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they was on they fucking ballerific helicopters, Phantoms, Rolls Royce shit. I'm like, hey, my nigga, bank account in the negative. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really participate in this
That's
shit.
That's when
like,
they
you know
was pulling up to like Oklahoma and
they
stuff.
They was going crazy.
They was like, going everywhere.
Them
with
niggas
that.
Was going crazy with the Boss Life shit. And then J-Dawg and them was on their SDS like super street. You know, like
J-Dawg pull up one
they,
deep.
They
shit.
Was on some shit. Like, you know what I mean? They was on some gangster shit. And me, I'm just kind of like on my player shit. And that's when I started the Steak and Shrimp shit.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was never like, even though we was doing different things, like Slim was on every project during that time, wearing the shit, you know, so it was never like a separation. It was just like learning to stand on my own to create a merchandise company for myself and a little brand for myself and started doing my own shows, sold out a few shows, Warehouse Live, all that type of shit. And, you know, just getting on the grind.
What's up?
And is that where Dios came from also?
Nah, that was, man, that Dios came in 2020. I'm talking like 2013.
So this was a while. So you went from being a part, well, y'all still together.
Yeah.
You starting to put your own plays together.
Right.
And then when, so again, you said you had all these moments where you felt like I arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like you arrived then when you started selling out Warehouse and stuff like that?
Nah, I literally remember, I could literally remember after doing the show, I had an album called, well, a little mixtape come out called Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
And I did the show at Warehouse, and the shit was like a sold out show. And I remember, like, after that, I was like, all right, cool. Like, I just got to strap my boots up and, like, do this shit. Like, just, you know, like, it's me. Like, I didn't think I made it. I just, like, this is square one. And, like, okay, I did this here. Now I need to do it in Dallas. And I had a show in Dallas, and it was sold out. And it was like, all right, cool. And then, like, it just, and then literally, these shows was in December. I think January 5th, like, first week of January, get a call, Currency. Yo. Man, like, if it's cool with Slim, I'm going to talk to him about, you know, getting you out here with me. And I think we could do some cool shit and work together. And then that was another time. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Jet Life, Currency want to work with me. And Slim was like, yeah, bro, I think that's the move. Like, I think that's more of a crowd for you. So I think you should go, you know, rock with that.
Mm.
And then that's when that started. And that was like 2013 for sure.
Warehouse Live is gone, huh?
No.
The location is, but they're at another spot now.
Oh, they had another spot?
Last year, I went to the Don Toliver.
No, that was the last. They had the last show. It was like last year. Like November.
That's a legendary place, bro.
Yeah. Warehouse, shit.
Bro. That's where everybody came to. Bro.
Yeah.
Drake, all kind of bro.
Yeah.
Even when we in college, we used to go up there for the little parties we used to have.
There was parties up there.
Yeah, that shit was live.
So from... Currency, let's talk about that piece of it then too.
Currency, the
hospital. Because y'all work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I would say you got a lot of collaborations because we also talk about what you did where you and Bun, you know, put some piece together. Also. But you and Currency, y'all work. Like you said it came about, he called you. Were you already on his radar?
Because there was a time when like anytime he would do a show out here, I would get booked to open.
Gotcha.
So, you know, there was times that he would come to, like a promoter had told me in the Dallas show that he came early just to see what, you know, what the talk was about. And, you know, Dallas was like always my best show. It was like, cause they, like my first sold out show was in Dallas. So
they like to dance.
Yeah, they just, they like to, nah, they wasn't dancing.
They
weren't
dancing
they wasn't boogieing and all that. But nah, they were just, I don't know, they would be on top of like all the underground rap stuff. Mm. Like even other homies from other cities around the country, I know like a lot of their first sold out shows was in Dallas. So they just, they really come out and support.
Your stage presence and your stage performance. Mm. How did you work on that? Like
I was a little fat nigga for a long time. So
I remember you being.
It
you
took me a minute. Now it's different. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I got that shit all the way together. But yeah, back then it was just like, you know, I always been good as far as like rapping with no hype man and none of that shit,
okay.
Hitting every word and all that type of thing and mm-hmm. acapellas and shit. But you know, now I could do some other tricks. Pause.
Stage performance is very like it's important to have, right?
I don't know about that. It is for some niggas. A lot of. I'm about to say a lot of y'all favorites just stand there in one spot
they,
high
they
as fuck
really
and,
do.
And get
it's
and
about
get
the
bad.
Connection,
so
man.
It's like it's just about like the type of music you make. Like the type of music I make, I don't have the luxury of just standing
in
there
spot.
With 50 niggas and like I have to go out there and perform.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Busta Rhymes can't go out there and
yeah,
rap
can't.
Like
yeah.
Give me know. Some more in one
yeah.
spot.
No, yeah, he can't no. rap like yeah. Currency, you know.
Nah.
But not even Currency because Spitter like man, like I watched that nigga gives it up on stage.
Yeah.
Like, it's an hour and a half for him by himself. I've seen that nigga like first show of the tour, like be like after the show have to go just lay the fuck down.
Because
it's just like, nah, bro, you giving it up 45 minutes back and forth on the stage, nobody helping you like you know what I mean? Doing two verses acapella, like
straight
like,
up shit.
Straight up shit. Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
the difference I mean though is like Busta is just like, and everything is affiliated with his, he said about the hype man.
Next time you listen to Busta, next time you hear Busta rap fast on the verses, check to see if he actually saying anything.
Yo, yeah, he done. But that's his brand though.
That ain't his brand.
He don't be
doing that. Shit is hard, bro.
It's hard, bro.
That shit hard as hell.
So I mean, Bone like, Thugs was saying shit.
Nah, Bone Thugs saying shit.
Bro, bro, it's just, yeah. I'm in fitness, so when I'm doing my videos and shit, and I gotta talk and move.
It's hard, bro.
Yeah, that shit is hard.
Yeah, your breathing gotta be right.
That's why and then they be lost. Get the cheesecake. He was like, look, y'all gotta be in shape, bro.
And then y'all be lost in the sauce. Y'all got the crowd move working, mm-hmm. and y'all don't even thinking about, you know, how hard it is. Y'all just, you know, doing your music. Then afterwards, like you said, your boy gotta go lay down. Like, that shit be.
He smoked, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you also, we saw, work with Freddie Gibbs quite a bit as well.
Yeah, that's my nigga.
Like, how did that come about? Because, you know, it's interesting how different groups or different people find their lane.
Yeah,
and then y'all work. You know, so how did that come about?
Well, I mean, I always tell people all the time, Tubo will tell you, like, Fred been my partner for a long time. Just nobody gave a fuck when he wasn't Freddie Gibbs. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's all that is. Like,
I think people knew he was a spitter all this time.
Like, there would be times, like, you know, nigga would come to town and have shit going on. Nobody was banging my line, but then as shit progressed, now like, oh man, it'd be niggas FaceTime me that I don't even know. I'd be like, fam, what you?
Yeah.
Because they know who here, like, and they know, like, I'm like, y'all niggas weird as fuck. You know what I mean? But, yeah,
but
like, he was, you got to understand, he was running with Jeezy. I was with Slim and Jeezy, that. Like, you know what I mean? We would see each other. Then, like, we, in that same circle of rap, me, Currency, Crit, Dizza, you know what I mean? Like, all the same dudes. So, you know, we seen each other, South by, we fucking with each other.
What about Tech N9ne? He one of them other.
He OG.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But he one of them own lane rap.
He is.
I respect what he do, but that's like some, that's like that Juggalo insane clown posse type shit. I don't know much about that.
That old Oklahoma probably jam.
Nah, but he be spitting. He started off as a spitter, but he got his own lane.
Right.
I worked at a CG store.
Yeah, he different,
They face
Tech N9ne used to sell out.
He like a wrestler. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. It's like wrestle rap.
And then I heard you say one time that Bun had never did a tape with anyone else.
You had
that opportunity.
He said that.
Yeah, so you and then you was the opportunity for that. How was that? How did that feel? How did that come about?
That shit's still dope. It's one of my, like, you know, I named UGK in my top five. So that was, like, crazy accomplishment to have him reach out to me and we go out and I produce and rap on the tape with him. And the only person to do that other than me was Pimp. So, that's that was an honor. You know, I'll take that one to the grave. That's like a trophy on the shelf for me personally.
No doubt.
Like I didn't name Jay-Z. I didn't name, I named UGK. And I was a kid that never thought that I'd be doing a project with fucking Bun B. You know what I mean? So
incredible, bro.
Yeah, that is.
Thank you, man. No, that shit was cool.
And that's like top notch professionalism coming out of Bun B. I know y'all was in the studio together and actually working on the songs, working on the engineering and all that good stuff.
Yeah, because we did this project during the first month of COVID.
Yep.
So we went to a studio that's like in the middle of nowhere on the border, like maybe 45 to an hour outside of El Paso.
Dang.
So the pictures of that from that area?
From that whole trip, yeah.
Yeah, because the pictures on that, I was like, that looked different. Yeah, it wasn't nothing around here.
Yeah, we did all the recording out there, and then we shot the cover out in Marfa. Marfa was like an hour from there.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm.
So you probably got a Trio Burger card for life.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Now, 2020 sound like it was a year where you was working, bro. Dios, right?
Yeah.
With the 2020, and then you had the tape. So that sounded like it was a good year for you.
What sparked Dios?
I did a collection. I had the brand Steak and Shrimp. And in 2019, I did a collection called DIY. And it had like Master P on a shirt, like all the people who just did it themselves, like Master P, just a bunch of different hustlers. I even had a picture of OJ with the glove, because whatever. But
he definitely did it.
Yeah. Yeah. But without question.
He's innocent, but still.
Not like, at all.
I'm just saying.
He's a criminal. But go ahead.
Then, you know, I wanted to do a brand that kind of like embodied the hustle and doing it yourself. And that was like maybe our second trip to Japan, right when we had dropped that. And while we were out there, I was with my guy Georgie, who like shoots my videos and does like all my graphics and merchandise, and is my partner in Dios. And he was like, "What about Dios? Did it ourselves?" And then he told me the double meaning of, you know, of God in Spanish and stuff like that. So that shit, it was a great idea. And like I said, that was 2019. We didn't do it till 2020, but yeah, that was the idea that's what sparked the idea of the brand, and then like, 2020, we put the motion behind it.
Bro, I remember when I don't know if it was the opening or what, your store, I don't know if it's still over there by the Ion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I tell you the line.
We moved. Yeah, we moved.
Y'all moved.
Then, but it's just a block away though.
Okay. Well, that first day y'all were opening, bro, the line was.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I don't know. It looked like you know, you try to get in the club.
Yeah.
And are they turning niggas away from up there? Because, bro, when I tell you the line was around that, and I don't know if y'all know where I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's like,
where is it at?
You know where the Ion is? It's right next to
Fannin.
Right.
The building got like carrots and stuff.
Yeah.
And, bro, wrapped around that motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
So did merch become something you was like, okay, we can do this? This is a different way for me to differentiate, build my brand, do things like that.
Well, I mean, we was doing numbers with Steak and Shrimp, my original brand. Like, there was a time when you got to understand, all the music was free that y'all was getting from us.
Yeah.
So the only way I ate was through the Steak and Shrimp merchandise. Mm. And I was one of the first people, as much as like it turned into a trend that got really like nuts, but I was one of the first brands going crazy with the dad hats. Mm. And I made like
a
good
saw.
Grip.
It was like 2012, 2013.
It's like 2012, 2013,
2014. Yeah.
And so I was already like on that type of time with the merchandise. We just never had a store or like anything tangible to where we could actually see the people lining up and all that type of stuff. So yeah, Dios was the first time we did that. And then like with the drops, you know, I remember the first day the store opened, I was like, damn, we got a line. You know, I wasn't really expecting it because I mean, the online shit would be crazy, but you just didn't know what to expect.
So it wasn't Kanye, it was you.
nah, I ain't Kanye level yet, but yeah,
I'm just saying the dad hat shit.
Oh, nah, I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about like in general.
The first time
I got it. I was on the road, I was on tour, and I was noticing like I did a show in Baltimore with Spitter, and I remember like dude gave me one of the dad hats. So I was like, oh, okay, that's what niggas on. Like a little and I started seeing them. I was like, all right, bet. I remember like the homie 40-ounce van, he did something. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I came home, found the blanks, so we did one with like a drink cup on it. Shit was crazy. I mean, we sold like 102 minutes.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I was like, and I was like, you know, hey, cool. So rode that wave till the wave crashed and you know, found something else, you know, just kept going.
What was the best tour that you were on in your career so far?
I've been on some fun ones, but me and Fred had a good time on one back in like 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It's when he first came home from, he had that situation overseas.
No doubt.
People were real excited to see him, and I had just dropped Midnight Club, so that shit was on fire. It was a good time, for sure.
When you go on tour, when you go in these cities, and you know, people may know you and may not know you, but you think they feed off your energy and your, like, who you are, your character, and then they just go with the music, or that, it's just more of the music?
Is feeding off the character and your energy, but you know what really helps with a nigga like me is, yeah, a lot of people won't know who I am, but it's gonna be that little quarter to half of motherfuckers who came to see me, and them other motherfuckers like, oh shit,
who is that?
They really invested, so we invested too now, right? Because he with one of our favorite artists, right? So that's how you, like, you know, like it works
his
like
style.
That.
Yeah. He look cool. Oh, the music kind of hot.
Yeah. So
I'm on it first, like, yeah.
Yeah, and then all the tours I've been on, it's never been like, oh, the opening act is over there, and I'm over here as an opening act, and the main act is over there. And, right. You know, it's like these, I've always been on tour with niggas who's my niggas.
Yeah.
So they making sure the whole tour, like Spitter's bringing me out to do a verse a cappella and do my verse on the song with him, and Fred doing the same shit. So, you know, it's always been like that type of move with me.
It's that Jay-Z Beanie Siegel
shit. Yeah, that type of shit. Yeah, just gotta be ready. Yeah.
Going full circle, because you mentioned Midnight Club, then you had Gran Turismo.
Mm-hmm.
Did that spark from your trips to Japan, or did that spark you going to Japan?
That sparked from being a kid ordering DVDs from Japan.
Yeah.
Okay. Cars drifting and all that type of stuff, like, and playing Midnight Club and playing Gran Turismo. And, you know, me, I've always bought, like when I come up, I had like 370Zs and E36s and all kind of M3s and shit like that. Just really into that.
I was just listening to that on the way here.
Which
E36?
One? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was one that did a lot for me. Like, for sure.
So these is games y'all was playing?
Yeah, games. Like, Midnight Club is like the niggas that made it.
Look how he dropped. Yeah, bro. Yeah, you know he ain't never played no game.
Hey, okay, look.
Money, was we playing that shit?
He played first person shooter games in real life.
Professor Shooter.
Hell no.
Hey, who is Goku? Phil?
Oh, bro, I don't know. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But me neither, though, really. So I can't.
You was Dragon Ball Z fan. I know you were.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I can't tell.
Shout out to my man. You know how to spell say his name?
Kakarot or Vegeta.
Vegeta's my favorite.
My nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all got the bond on that?
I know that we into the same. You fuck with Roman Reigns, so I know we on the same type of time. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I got Vegeta tatted all on my leg.
That's my brother in real life.
Yeah.
So we was deep into wrestling our childhood. I fell off of it around 2003.
Yeah.
When that attitude era was over. But y'all know what's going on now.
Yeah. Well, now is like...
Is it back?
Think it's back, though.
This is like the best the shit has been.
In years.
It is actually comparable to Attitude Era. I'm going to be real with you. Like,
I actually want to go to a show.
Why? What has made it come back now?
Yeah,
what
let's
is,
have his talk. It's Triple H. He always tried to have his talk with Triple H, bro.
Like, okay. they letting somebody have control of creative who was there at a very, like, important part of the time of WWF, WWE. He was like one of the main people of the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
He was the main heel.
Mm-hmm. Are they letting Hulk Hogan back?
If they do,
They can keep him where he at.
This is off topic, but Mike Tyson, man, I'm disappointed you fighting Jake Paul.
I'm not.
That's what I said.
He's 60, bro.
Bro, I keep telling you.
And it's not because physically he's imposing, but it's just like the business side of it.
I think he's
the business side to lose, bro.
Think about it.
I'll bet anything he loses.
That's not, bro. He's not going to lose.
Yes, bro. He had a cane 3 weeks
ago. You got to understand, like, this is what I look at. Like, Jake Paul's like, all right, bet, what else can I do? You know what I mean? I'm going to get some money. I'll fight Tyson. If I get knocked out by Tyson, who can say shit to me? I got knocked out by Tyson.
He don't got nothing to lose for sure.
You know what I mean?
No. Like, he does got something to lose. Y'all talking about Jake Paul?
Yeah.
They invested in this kid. He has to keep winning so they can sell tickets.
Losing to Mike Tyson is like, bro, who cares?
I feel you, but no, they going to make it a good fight. I feel you. They going to make it a good fight.
Mike Tyson is not a normal 60.
And he going to win in decision.
Perfect example of me watching Cody Rhodes slap The Rock. Let's take the wrestling shit away. Nah, fam.
In real life,
this man will kill you.
Yeah,
like, bro. Like nah, it's not happening. But
business side, I think Jake Paul, they gonna give it to Jake.
This is equivalent to Rocky V when Tommy Gunn had everything to lose against Rocky.
Yeah,
and then end up losing in the LaBar fight. You're gonna lose it all. Remember the nigga? God damn. That nigga. Remember that? That's how it is with Jake Paul. He got something to lose.
Only in America.
He got something to lose, but at the end of the day, what he's saying is, nobody's gonna, you lost to Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
like that's Mike Tyson.
Bro, that's like that's a safe loss, bro. Like you know.
That's what I'm saying.
I just
bro.
Feel like if Mike Tyson came in here right now, squared up, I could get him.
Nah,
he's 60, bro.
Hey, Mike.
No.
At put LaBarber, the camera on me. Palmer.
Mike, I won next. They, nah, pause.
Trip.
No. You know, have a little flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. Nigga, I'm like, sign the contract. Sign the contract. All right.
So, you know, me being from Oklahoma, I remember when I moved here for the second time, everybody gave me inside the Whataburger drive-thru.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And 45 South.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm serious. Like, they was like, listen to these.
Number 13 with honey mustard.
This going to get you. Would you say and those are your two most wide
nah,
songs?
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's what they gave me. They was like, if you want to know what's up,
I'm
moving
still
to Houston.
Still, like, on top of my eyes, like, my Apple Music, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. That's still my, like, top songs.
So if you were to give someone, though, something different, a deeper cut,
I wouldn't give
would you
none of
someone?
That shit.
None of them. What but would you
that,
say?
I mean, I don't know. I would just give my newest shit. Like, the shit that Tubo is probably the only person I heard, and Freddie Gibbs.
Okay.
Like, and a couple of rap homies. Like, the shit I'm on right now is, like, killing that shit by a landslide.
Okay.
Like, easy.
Okay. And
don't give his bald head ass some praise.
Nah, that Tubo good,
nah,
man.
Nah, because his ass be getting me on Instagram and shit with the comments.
Oh, yeah, that nigga
but
asshole.
Yeah, that nigga's a troll. Without question, bro. Yeah. He's a troll for real.
His visuals. Mm-hmm. Man, his visuals is... Nah, insane. And y'all like go to, like, y'all work well together. And then when people know him behind the camera, from away from the camera, like, he's actually funny. So it's he like is. Y'all are partners. Mm. So, like, seeing that in real time, that shit's dope as hell. Yeah. Even his like how he is with Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, if you look at their dynamic online and shit, you would think they hate each other.
Yeah.
Nah. But at the same time, it's funny as
it's
shit.
It's just like, we know how to, you know,
play the
exactly
internet.
You
know, it's like, we homies. Like, y'all homies and y'all joke out with each other and shit. But you don't take it out.
Nah, we be fighting.
Don't take ourselves too serious, man.
Like, yes. Niggas be putting elbow pads.
Niggas be around this though. God damn, we need healing, man.
We need to pray. For real. Man,
we just
really
be having the
whole hands. Now, Tubo is funny though, because I remember when Tubo was on, we was crying laughing, bro.
Yeah, because he's mean, bro. Nah, like he trolled.
Bro, when I met Tubo,
he talked
from
about everybody.
I knew Tubo back in high school, but we never spoke. Yeah, but he would always be around.
He's an angry ass African.
He would always be around.
He thought he was better when he had hair. He got humble.
Hold on. Oh, that's my partner used to be partner Josh. That's the Tubo. I was like, yeah, what's up, Tubo? So he just be there. And I'm like, nigga. And then years later, this nigga shooting photos and
Tubo
videos.
Tubo blood, Tubo.
I'm like, this no, my nigga Tubo.
Oh, I'm missing that.
Like, that's that boy Tubo.
So what's the next 5 years for you?
I don't know.
You just go do it day by day?
I don't do that shit. Everybody be like, oh, you got to have a 5-year plan, bro. Like they said, you show God your plan, he going to laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just kind of go with the flow and try to keep my head above water. I've always been a dude to try to save more than I spend and, you know, focus on just continuing to grow.
Yeah.
Because, like, none of us saw COVID coming. You know what I mean? And Lord knows what the fuck is next. So it's just...
Hopefully there's no more missing teeth.
Shit.
I don't know what the fuck. So when I text this nigga, that nigga said, man, it's an epidemic.
Yeah, bro. Like, we got to finish
that. Hell no, I ain't next. Fuck that.
I got me nervous, man.
I know, right? I'm going to buy. It might be the shit we drinking, bro, man. Take this shit out of there, man.
Shout out to Wolfram.
It is a sponsor.
Yeah, it's a sponsor. My bad. My bad, bro.
Y'all about to fuck the bag up.
Shout out to Wolfram.
Hey, timestamp that. Take that off.
Hey, so when you was about to embark on this wrestling journey, did you already kind of know some moves or athletically, or no. Did they call you in the camp or something just to try you out?
Once again, Tubo, it was no journey. It was literally like, hey, you want to come check out one of our shows? Bet. It's Brad Gilmore. He works with Booker T. And I was like, yeah, I'll come check it out. Hey, instead of just checking out the show, you think you want to get into a shoving match with one of the wrestlers? Okay, cool. Shoving match goes good. Gets a lot of attention. Hey, you think you want to come back and do this? And then it just led to me doing something.
And you
off
just
the
trying some shit. Really?
Yeah,
damn.
You know?
Bro, what I would love to see is KC do that shit. I know my man's knees is bad as shit, but I know that shit will be fun. What would
be
your
good...
finishing move, KC?
He already know. Like,
yeah, he's like, he's a good, like, commissioner or some shit. Talking shit.
Be like the Rock Bottom or something.
Oh, the Rock. Okay.
Yeah. Or Gore.
You know, I need you to do, I need you to do a cage match because I want you to fall real hard off the top of the
head. Actually, y'all two might as well have a match.
Oh, we've already had.
I'm a Swanton bomb.
They back's going to be so fucked up after that
bro,
shit.
Bro, my back hurt right now. Yeah, yeah. Y'all niggas going to be out bro, of it.
Straight up.
Now that be shit talking to each other.
Like, I was limping for like 2 months.
I could imagine, bro. Because that looked real.
That shit, nigga. I'm pretty sure I got a concussion that night.
For real?
So what?
Wait, concussion. I need to hear this. How?
Oh, bro, I'll show you like in a minute. I'll show you the footage. That was like a kick that I didn't realize I received until the morning.
Sweet
I was wondering why my head. I was supposed to go for a pin, and he was supposed to like when they kick you and it's supposed to look like they kicking you in the head. It's supposed to hit you in your shoulder. No, this nigga hit me clear like right
God
here.
Damn,
that's what sure, happened sure. to Bret Hart. Bill Goldberg kicked him in the head and ended his career.
Damn, I fucking
Bill Goldberg.
Goldberg was fucking up a lot of dudes.
Yeah,
bro.
Nobody liked Goldberg. He was not safe.
He came straight from the league. Like he was just a big dude. So he was not a safe wrestler.
Yeah. He was the one that won like 100 straight matches. Yeah. He'd come in and get him up real quick.
Dude, man, that streak was bullshit too. Motherfucker streak could go from 35 to like 72-0. And then
see they trying to do it again, huh? You see how they
with Bron Breakker.
Yeah.
But with Goldberg though, that all they did was they'll just spike up the numbers. Mm-hmm. And then when he finally won that belt, by a month or two later, he was fighting Hulk Hogan for the championship.
I almost copied those tattoos. They did that.
With the big tribal joint.
They did that just to combat wrestling because they announced who was going to win the championship for WWF and then they played that shit on Monday Night Nitro.
Now it's on Netflix, right?
Oh, that'd be next year.
Next year.
Oh, yeah. Damn, Netflix. So wrestling on Netflix?
Every Monday.
They doing the boxing match on Netflix.
They got it.
Netflix. Yeah. They got the audience. Now, why is it music on Netflix?
But fuck them. They spiking up the shit all the time.
But let's think about that, though.
I got to pay for my mama account.
That should not be a problem.
I'm not saying it like that. But you remember you could have other people on it.
Yeah.
Now, if they're not in the same household, you have to pay for them. That's stupid.
Should
use a VPN. You wouldn't have to worry about that.
See, this nigga illegal.
What you mean I'm illegal?
Police, put the camera on me. You see him?
That hurts, bro. You gonna do me like
nigga,
that?
Nigga, you wished an infection on me.
Well, I hope you fall off the top
rope,
too.
In my mouth.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's Paul's word.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was, I ain't no Paul Nick.
So, you know,
LP, we coming for you.
All right, check this out, fellas. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We got a special deal for our listeners today. Try code POUR at BlueChew.com. I'm going to say that again. Code POUR, P-O-U-R, and pay just $5 for shipping. Code POUR at BlueChew.com. Y'all go check in. Y'all go get right.
I want to go to Japan real quick because that's my dream. I told Tubo this. That's my dream vacation. Yeah. I would love to go to Japan. That's on my list. Like when you the first time you went out there, because you're not the darker version. I hear that if you tall and you black, you a superstar out there.
I don't know. I didn't see that. I mean, maybe it's because like I'm not.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, I don't know, but I mean, it was a lot of us out there. I was, you know, it was niggas and shit. And I even see niggas walking around. Like there's a lot of going to like Shibuya's, like being in Times Square. You hear English everywhere. You see black, you see brown. You see a lot of people moving around, whether they be from the UK or America or whatever. Mm. So I don't know. Tokyo didn't really give me like that foreign experience, if that makes sense. Mm. Like you know how you go some places and you just can't communicate. You can't do shit. Tokyo is a little easier to navigate. You know what I mean? Now like I do have a cheat code. I got interpreters and the promoters and everybody with me every step of my way ordering. I guess Tubo, they ordering my food. They doing everything. So I'm kind of spoiled when I go out there.
Yeah.
But even when we just, you know, maneuver on our own and just like leave the hotel, go walk around, it's not nothing that's like hard to navigate. I think any of y'all could go on a trip out there and it'd be cool.
Nobody was like,
there's people that was taking pictures because I was a rapper, like running up on us in the street with vinyls and shit. But also, I'm just like, oh, look at the nigga. Like, nah.
Did you do the go-kart in the street?
Nah, I didn't do that.
Dang, I want to do that shit.
You be seeing them, though. You be seeing them, like, in the little outfits. Just,
what's
know.
That?
They have go-karts. Like Mario Kart. Like, Mario Kart in the middle of the street.
They clear the street out?
Nah, they have, like, a car in front of them that's, like, leading them, and then, like, you see them in, a, like, a line. But Japan, so it's safe.
I want to put on a Toad hat.
I think they got it.
Do y'all think?
Because I used to play with Toad.
Do y'all think we could take a trip to Japan?
Of course not.
That'll be a disaster.
I would get one of them. What them swords called?
I don't want to go anywhere with you. Samurai sword. Niggas, bro. Yeah, like why would I go anywhere with y'all?
He gonna change clothes, bro, every 3 hours.
First of all, we go drive because niggas. We gonna rent a van and
drive. We gonna drive across the Atlantic.
We gonna be on a boat in the van. In the van.
Shibuya Meltdown. So there's a web page. Y'all can find it. Not a web page. An Instagram called Shibuya Meltdown. And all
Shibuya?
It is, yeah, because that's so Tokyo is like a state almost, and there's different cities within it.
Yeah,
it's like a district, whatever the fuck they call it. And Shibuya is like where you see like on Tokyo Drift, where that big intersection is, where everybody goes, okay, and all that, and like that central area that looks like Times Square, mm-hmm, and where Bape and all that shit is. Yeah, Shibuya. Mm-hmm. So that's like, you know, that's the middle of Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And the Instagram is literally dedicated to people just fucked up.
Oh, for real?
Like, off the liquor.
Shibuya.
Like, all the pictures of people just, like, in the subway, just, like, leaned all the way. Everybody out there gets fucked up at nighttime, bro. Like,
really?
What type safest of place in the world.
Yeah.
You can literally get drunk, fall asleep on the fucking street, and they will put, like, a sheet over you.
Oh,
and like make sure you're taking care of.
They not doing that here.
I don't know. You know, Instagram. Nigga might take your manhood and fall asleep on the ground.
That is not out here.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm stealing from you if you fall asleep in front of me, at least. I'm at least running your pocket.
Hey, I'm going to take your ass.
Facts.
I mean, you know.
Hey, man, y'all crazy. Hey, whoa, man, relax.
Y'all niggas need to relax.
Nigga said facts.
Yeah, no. Japan cool, though, man. Like, I think everybody should, if you want to go out there, some people not interested in that shit, but if you interested, it's definitely like the coolest trip.
Best, mm-hmm, or most surprising place you had fans?
Shit. Oklahoma.
We ran the border, bro. Man. What you need? That's literally 3 miles away.
Y'all listening to Clay Travis.
Was you in Tulsa? Was you in Tulsa?
Nah, Oklahoma City. But still, just like...
You 3 hours away.
I mean,
away.
No, even like getting booked in Japan was kind of nuts. Then being out there three times, whatever, like that shit's been pretty...
Do they just like hip-hop or they like what they like?
They like what they like.
Okay.
Yeah, because like I'll ask like homie that books me why he doesn't book these other people. He'll be like, they don't fuck with it.
Damn.
So I'm like, it is like specific shit. Like,
okay.
I'm thinking they just like anybody American. I'm like, y'all just like me because of whatever. But they're like, nah, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's like, we just want more flavor.
Just
talking about like incredible things that we've seen. I think me and LP seen something so incredible Tuesday night. Was that Tuesday night?
Yeah, Wimby.
Bro.
Yeah, he's gonna bring you shit up.
Yeah, I got to, bro. I got to. I wanted to talk about
that. Damn, I wanted to go.
Say, bro, you will never think about seeing a basketball player look like this. It looks like a giraffe is playing basketball. No, seriously.
It
looked
like,
bro,
you created a player back in the day that was 7'7", but also was a point guard and averaged 30. That's what he looked like.
But I heard
like
he didn't play good that night.
He rolled his ankle.
Listen, bro.
Is he good?
Yeah,
he's nice. He's good.
All I learned in that game was how much of my work must work with the Rockets. Because all the chicks was at that game. I was like, what the fuck? Like, why are you sitting right there? How you get right there? I know you ain't buy them tickets.
Nah,
them little young niggas, they, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, I see y'all.
It is pretty crazy to see. Now, I don't know what he going to look like in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
But right now, I've never seen anything.
That never works out, does it?
Like, it usually doesn't.
Yeah, I was about to say. It usually
but this
doesn't.
Might. Like, yeah. This might work out.
They going to get Trae Young.
Yeah.
Who?
I believe
the Spurs.
I believe Trae Young.
Really? They going to trade for Trae Young.
That's what he is. So basically, this dude's like a placeholder, like to get another player.
Got it.
Oh yeah,
got it.
That's what I was saying. It doesn't really.
He's a rookie, and they talking about it like they need to bring somebody in quick.
Oh yeah,
man, the Giannis
effect,
right?
Facts.
It's
like that Yao Ming shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To me, it looked like the Giannis effect. When Milwaukee, I remember when he first came in, they was talking shit. Nah, he too little. Hold on, y'all know this kid like we know this kid.
Yeah,
this Wimby was for a long.
Hmm?
He for the.
I'm
long,
just saying, you know, like, you know, Giannis. He gonna come into himself. This yeah, is his oh, first sure.
Giannis didn't come into his own till like the third year, yeah.
Right?
And that's when Jason stayed. Kidd put the ball in his hands,
right? So but,
nah, Wimby, bro. I'm talking about when we sat down in our seats and we seen him, I think me and LP looked at each other.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I was seeing.
Bro, it's that, like, bro, when I went to see LeBron, I was excited, bro. Like, that's my favorite player right now currently. Bro, going to see Wimby, it was different. And bro, he was getting scored on by, what's my man's name?
Shingun.
Hey, that white boy
oh,
be hooping.
God, he was killing.
Yeah, hey, I know what I was saying. I was saying like red, because I should have been there.
Yeah, that's your fault. Yeah, fuck up. That's your fault.
But some of the blocks he the had house, on Shingun, like he just put his hands up.
How much Embiid put up on, bro?
He only had, Oh, Embiid?
Yeah, eight, didn't he like 70? Go crazy on
him? Yeah, Embiid gave him 70.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying,
I mean,
like,
but y'all remember, he a rookie.
Yeah, I get it, but he ain't a, all right, I just look at it like this. This is a game, but basketball is not a big dude game no more.
Straight up.
So, yeah. Like, straight if it up. Was the era of Hakeem and all them dudes, I know I hate to be the old head, but it's just like, you're right, bro, like, you ain't got nobody up under there, and the one dude
give you 70.
Gave you 70.
Yeah. And
so it's like what we doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like that shit cute when you're running with all the small ball, but like, come on, bro.
I mean, that was what Embiid was supposed to do going into that. Like, now, I'm going to give you the 70. You're going to remember me.
Nah,
I'm saying, you're going to remember me. So y'all talking about Wimby, how was it seeing Coach Pop?
Coach, he just looked mean, bro.
Man, bro.
Coach Pop just looked like he looked angry the whole time.
Yeah, really? he was cursing the refs out and shit.
I seen that nigga at a hotel bar one time, and I wanted to say hi. I was like, I didn't want that shit to go bad.
What man you come over here and talk to me right now?
Spike white hair, bro.
He looked like he want to stop the steal. But he's not a Trump person. That's what he looked like he was at January 6th, but he's not. But that's how he looked.
Nah, Pop one of them real.
I don't see Pop at that. Nah, not at all.
But he just got that haircut, though.
Pop and Steve Kerr, they be snapping.
They do be snapping.
You know what I mean?
Steve Kerr, you know, his dad died at an embassy
in
a terrorist attack. I didn't know that. So that's crazy. All right, so... But we do have a few topics, but we want to make sure that people get a chance to get all your information, where they can find your latest stuff, where they can support the store, all of that. So if you don't mind, right in that camp, which one is he? This one right there, right in that which camera one? Right there.
I got shades on there. I don't know where I'm looking. Steak and Shrimp, Instagram, Twitter, Steak X Shrimp, DiosBrand.com. Fuck with me.
No, one last question, though, because you talked about your growth.
Yeah.
I know you heavy on kicks. What has your growth been with that? Like, what you gone away
quit
from?
Fucking with
them. Huh?
Not with no Supreme.
Well, I'm on some just what I can wear and shit. So black and white, that's really all I'm fucking with. I got a few colorful babes here and there, but just at this point in life, where I just want to be able to not even think about it, just grab a pair and put them on. Like, whatever's sitting at the bottom of the stairs. Then just keep it simple. I got rid of a lot of shit top of the year. So, too much, like all the collabs, trying to keep up with everything. It's just like you got to start telling yourself, no, I don't need that. I got a pair like that already.
A lot of the shoes do look the same.
Yeah, bro. Like
just, for real.
I like
stay
original.
Away. I try my best to stay away from like shit that's just too trendy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, nah, I'm not gonna do that one. Or, like, you know, like just keep it smooth.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all something that been bothering me. Just off list, off everything. Nigga DM me and call me Unk. Ran me hot.
But how old are you?
Don't worry about that, Punk. That's besides the point.
They call you Punk?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You just act like a punk today. How old are you?
Bro, no.
You got to embrace the Unk, bro.
Hey,
nigga called me Unk, bro.
That's life-changing.
It is, bro.
I get called OG all the time, and I just be like,
it's your experience.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's your experience.
Like, what's his name? Don Tolliver DM me one day, nigga, like, something OG. I'm like, hey, the fuck, nigga? What?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga trying to age you out.
If you over 35, bro, you
like, but you know,
no,
you gotta.
No, bro. Shannon is Unk.
No, Shannon is grandpa almost at this point.
That
nigga great grandpa.
And we need to change that.
And we need to talk about what's
Unk
going
is
on.
Is in the eyes of the beholder, bro. They look at you as experience.
That nigga Braxton be calling us.
Nigga call Larry June.
Yeah, Braxton.
Larry, he like 31, 32. Yeah.
I think if you're 35 or older, you
Larry June only 32.
Yeah, he young.
Man, nigga, younger than us.
1991.
When Snoop Dogg first started getting called Uncle Snoop, the nigga was probably 30.
That's a fact. Yeah, he was probably young. Yeah,
that's true. Okay, y'all.
Very mature.
You got to take that. Now, Shannon Sharp, he got to figure, like, He gave Total Wine all that free press this last week. I thought about getting in front
nigga,
of Total
you
Wine.
You put me on Total Wine.
I should have did that.
I got an account
because I should have went in front of Total Wine, got out my truck the same way and did this shit. We don't take breaks. Yeah. I should have did that.
With the little purse, yeah.
I ain't gonna wear the cross knot.
Hey,
I can't do the cross knot.
You said you was wearing the whole.
But I ain't gonna do the cross body though.
Get you a pink one.
Nah, the cross body is insane. She knew better than walking, that, bro. Though.
The way he adjusted it when he got out,
it's because his hips is like, hey, bro. He got two hip replacements.
Nah, he do.
But Shannon looked crazy. And they need to let him know that. The black community need to let
him
know.
Total Wine brought 20,000 cases, though.
That
after that shit went viral.
Yeah, that's free press for them.
Yeah, they brought 20,000. He said it on the show. And bro said that check from Cat Williams was He said, whatever you think it was worth, triple it. And then he say the check was more than anything he made in his NFL
career. You know what's crazy, though? Cat Williams probably sitting around like, damn, I get none of that.
I'm sure he probably got it.
Afterward, he probably paid him. Hell, that's what he should
you
have.
You got to.
Speaking
of Cat Williams, y'all see him running 4.9?
Yeah, that nigga was moving.
It wasn't 4.9.
It was 4.97.
He was moving.
No.
He was moving.
He 50 something moving.
He 52. So he clocked him. He ran a 4.97.
So Nike need to give him a
real talk.
You think Nike gonna give him Air Max?
What?
Yeah.
That shit was sale, nigga.
The Cat Air Max?
I would not buy no Cat Williams.
He ran them hoes in Balenciagas.
Huh?
He was wearing Balenciaga.
When he ran?
Yeah. He was wearing Balenciaga.
The sneaker?
That motherfucking crackhead speed, boy.
Man, that nigga different.
He said he ain't never did a drug.
He wore.
Cat Williams said, I never did a
he
drug.
He wore them, the knee-high Nike socks that Corey Brewer used to wear. He had some of the Balenciaga runners, and then he ran that whole
phone. Well, he was running that.
And they said he never did a drug.
Cat Williams said he never did a drug.
I ain't gonna lie. One of the homies was on a podcast. I seen a nigga say they served him. He remembered doing it. So I don't know. Huh? It seemed like the type to lie.
Cat said on Shannon
Sharp.
We've
seen the antics over
of
the
course.
Years.
He got beat up by 13-year-old.
Well, yeah. In a random hood.
In a random hood.
Why
yeah.
was you there?
Because he a random nigga.
Because he doesn't do drugs.
Hey, why was he at Cat. The kids' recess, bro?
As an advocate of someone who gets harmed daily by children, I understand.
But he wasn't a teacher.
These kids are
he
not.
Teacher.
But he wasn't a teacher.
These
You're
kids
a teacher.
Are not.
You wasn't in the kids' projects at the school running around in the park. Or
and about to fight
you
one, and then you get choked out by one. That's crazy
choked
to me.
Choked out by the kid. Damn.
But he said he's never done a drug. Not one
that
time.
Better leave
he said
Cat
no,
alone.
He
said no
weed. He intelligent man, though. Whether he done drugs or not, he's very intelligent. The way he flipped that conversation with
Joe Rogan.
Bro.
That was crazy.
You know what's crazy about Tuesday too? That same Tuesday, the kindergartner was like, "Give me my fucking toy." Said that shit repeatedly, and then he swung on me.
Yeah, I wish he'd hit you, bro.
Kindergarten, bro.
That's probably
you know he reminded me of. He's like a Drew McIntyre.
Yeah,
set type. He's praying for CM Punk type thing. He keep Who praying for your
But I dislike him though in real life though. Like that's
what they
say. Real thing. Yeah.
Shit.
I'm like, stab this nigga.
I mean, you better make it fatal. That's all I gotta say.
I know where to go.
It get real physical in this joint.
All right, so we gotta take a break, and you got a few minutes for a couple Patreon stories.
Sunday, I'm chilling.
Okay, bet. Let's take a break. Get a drink. Break. We good.